This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The Reproductive Health Equity Act, which would enshrine the right to an abortion in Colorado law, cleared the Democratic-controlled state Senate this week. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Republican-led states like Texas already have near-total abortion bans in place. And advocates of this bill say it helps ensure Colorado can protect abortion access for women throughout the region, especially if the U.S. Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade. The bill passed the legislature on party lines. The head of Colorado's Republican Party called it a dark day and said the bill is barbaric. It now heads to Governor Polis, who has said he'll sign it. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Jury deliberations are underway in a federal civil rights trial in Denver. CPR's Matt Bloom reports the city's police department is accused of violating protesters' First Amendment rights.
This is the state's first case to make it to trial that stems from the George Floyd protests almost 2 years ago. A dozen plaintiffs say police improperly used tear gas and rubber bullets against them while they were peacefully protesting. City attorneys argue the demonstrations were unprecedented in size and violence, and that officers did their best to protect public safety. A jury could award money to the plaintiffs for their injuries and alleged rights violations, and the judge could order the department to change how it responds to future protests. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Find more at CPR.org. Today, the high in Denver will be 64 degrees with lots of sunshine in the afternoon. Colorado Springs will also have a high of 64 today with lots of sun. The low this evening across the Front Range will go from the lower 40s to the mid 30s.